On this week's Keeping It Real, Cam Marston recounts a call with a client who needed Cam to come lead a seminar designed to fix her team.
Here's a summary of a client call I had the other day. Cam, the woman said, "My employees aren't grateful enough for what I do for them. And my new hires expect to be put into leadership positions within a year of being hired. And if they don't get promoted, they quit. When I correct them on anything, their reply is that the mistake is not their fault. It's that they weren't trained properly. Cam," she said, "I need you to come and lead a workshop that will teach my people how good they have it, especially compared to the types of jobs I had when I was their age. I need you to come in and, well, fix them." The amount of time I spend getting paid by my clients to try to fix their people is shocking. It's extraordinary the amount of effort that we spend trying to fix other people. And the reason we're trying to fix other people is always the same: to make our own lives easier. "I have it all figured out," we say. "It's the other person. It's my team, it's my spouse, it's my colleague who needs the help. Fix them, or teach me how to fix them." Well, here's some insight I've gained in my half century of living. It's hard, it's very hard to fix people, especially if they don't want to be fixed, or they don't think they need to be fixed. You can only fix yourself. And believe it or not, it's much easier, and frankly, it's much more fulfilling. Fixing people is akin to grooming talent. If the talent isn't interested in being groomed, you're wasting your time. Parents like me are the worst. We spot a glimmer of talent in a child, and we throw our kids into lessons, we hire coaches, we hire special tutors, on and on. The remnants are everywhere. Not far from where I sit right now is an electronic keyboard and an electronic drum set that remain untouched by a child who showed some budding musical talent. We recently sold another child's youth golf clubs that were never used. He made a perfect golf swing in the front yard a few years back, and we signed him up for lessons and bought him clubs. He wanted none of it. There are roller skates in the bottom of a closet, sitting on stacks of instructional books on how to draw. This detritus reflects my wife and my excitement, not our children's. I love this following quote: "You'll be okay with the world once you realize that the world is okay." There are variations of it throughout history and across all religions. And when I read it, or when I remember to think about it, I worry much, much less about fixing people and learn to be okay with things as they are and with people as they are. And if there's anything that I should go to work fixing that I can control, it's me. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To hear more of Cam Marston's commentaries, search for Keeping It Real on your favorite podcast app, or find them on Facebook.